Two of the proposed sales are near Petersburg. Overlook is on Mitkoff Island, and Scott Peak is on Kuprinoff Island. The other sales are Soda Nick near Heidelberg and Trader's Cove north of Ketchikan. Larry Edwards is a forest campaigner for Greenpeace in Sitka and says the organization is pleased with the judge's decision.
It doesn't give the Forest Service any license to go ahead with these projects, and they've got a lot of work and a lot of explaining to do, and we don't think they can pull it off.
Separate environmental reviews for the four sales were approved by the Forest Service between 2006 and 2007. Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands Project sued the following year, and the four projects have been in and out of federal court since. At issue is the U.S. Forest Service's model for evaluating deer habitat and the number of deer that the different areas of the forest can theoretically sustain. The Forest Service set a guideline for habitat carrying capacity of 18 deer per square mile, as sufficient to sustain wolf population and the needs of people hunting. The agency's 2008 Tongass Land Management Plan changed the model for deer habitat. It also added wording to say that the 18 deer per square mile would be required, quote, where possible. Edwards thinks that language should not give the agency justification to offer more timber sales in poor habitat.
Now, we interpret that as saying that even if it's not possible, if they've already suppressed the habitat capability below that level, or in some places on the Tongass it never was that high to begin with, that still does not give the agency license to go in and make the habitat and its ability to support deer even worse. That in those cases, they really need to be very careful and not suppress that carrying capacity any further.
Edwards says the carrying capacity for deer in the four areas is already below the guideline level and will be reduced further with proposed logging. In his September 26th decision, U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein ruled the Forest Service had to redo its model analysis on the four projects under the guidelines of the 1997 Forest Plan. That was the plan and guidelines that were in place when the timber sale plans were approved. He ruled as an alternative the agency could apply the 2008 Forest Plan if it reopened the decision-making process and reissued the four projects with public notice and opportunity for public comment. Greenpeace and Cascadia wanted the court to put aside the original four-project plans, but Beislein ruled that was not necessary. Forest Service spokesperson Carol Lagodich said this week the agency was reviewing the decision and had not yet determined its next steps for the four sales. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.